Good morning and welcome to Feedcast Radio. I'm Dan, and we've got a packed show today with some pretty wild stories from the tech world.
Hey everyone, I'm Jess and Dan. You're not kidding. We've got everything from Mark Zuckerberg lying to Congress to Microsoft's Copilot, reading your private emails. It's like tech companies are having a competition for who can break trust faster.
Right. And somehow, that's not even the weirdest story we're covering today. Let's dive right in with what might be the biggest trust issue in Silicon Valley right now. So Mark Zuckerberg lied to Congress again. According to new reports making waves on Hacker News, his testimony about Meta's content moderation practices was, shall we say, creative with the truth.
I mean, at what point do we stop being surprised by this? It's like being shocked that water is wet. But what specifically did he lie about this time?
The details are still coming out, but it centers around how Meta handles harmful content and their internal processes. The disconnect between what Zuckerberg told lawmakers and what's actually happening inside the company is apparently pretty stark.
This is why I have trust issues with big tech CEOs testifying to Congress. They show up, give these carefully crafted non-answers, and then we find out later it was all smoke and mirrors.
The real question is whether Congress will actually do anything about it this time, or if this will just be another strongly worded letter situation.
Spoiler alert, it'll probably be the strongly worded letter. But hey, maybe this time they'll use Comic Sans to really show they mean business.
Speaking of trust issues, let's talk about Microsoft's latest oops moment. Their AI assistant Copilot has been caught with its digital hand in the cookie jar, summarizing confidential emails it definitely shouldn't have access to.
Wait, what? So Copilot is basically that nosy coworker who reads over your shoulder, except it's an AI and it's summarizing your private conversations?
Essentially, yes. Microsoft is calling it a bug. But this is exactly the kind of thing that makes people nervous about AI integration in workplace tools.
A bug that just happens to give their AI access to confidential information? That's awfully convenient. I bet their competitors are having a field day with this one.
The timing couldn't be worse for Microsoft either. With all the scrutiny around AI privacy right now, this is the kind of incident that could set back AI adoption in enterprise environments.
And just when IT departments were starting to trust these tools, I can already hear the emergency meetings being scheduled as we speak.
All right, we've got more wild tech stories coming up, including some surprisingly good news for once. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode of Feedcast Radio is brought to you by, well, us, Feedcast, the AI radio that turns your news feeds into personalized shows. Want your news your way every single morning? Try Feedcast Premium. No ads, custom topics, and your show ready before your coffee. Visit feedcast.ai.
And we're back. Welcome back to Feedcast Radio. I'm Jess, here with Dan, and we're diving into our final story of the day.
So here's something that'll make you do a double take. Canva just hit $4 billion in revenue, and get this. A big chunk of their growth is coming from AI-powered referral traffic.
$4 billion? I remember when Canva was just that cute little design tool for people who couldn't figure out Photoshop. Now they're making Adobe nervous and swimming in AI money.
What's fascinating is that AI isn't just helping them create better designs. It's actually driving traffic to their platform. Large language models are apparently recommending Canva to users looking for design solutions.
So AI is basically becoming Canva's best salesperson? That's either brilliant strategy or they got incredibly lucky with the AI boom.
Probably a bit of both. But it shows how companies that position themselves right in the AI ecosystem can benefit even when they're not the ones building the core AI technology.
It's like being the pick and shovel seller during the gold rush. Except the gold rush is AI. And the shovels are drag-and-drop design templates?
That's actually a perfect analogy. Sometimes the best strategy isn't to compete directly with the AI giants, but to build tools that make AI more useful for regular people.
And that's a wrap on today's Feedcast Radio. I'm Jess, reminding you to always read the privacy policy before letting AI summarize your emails.
And I'm Dan. We'll be back tomorrow with more tech news that'll make you question everything. Until then, stay curious, and maybe don't trust everything Mark Zuckerberg says to Congress.